All right. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is KJ Talk Radio with your hosts, Daryl King, author of How Do You Want It, Mo Dirty, Dirty South, and Mac Daddy, Legacy of a Gangster, and entrepreneur extraordinaire, Mr. Albert Jones Jr. How you doing, Al?
I'm in the house today, boys. In the house today, that's all I can say.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Man, the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area was just absolutely just pummeled, man, by a major snowstorm, a blizzard. We haven't had one this large since 1996, so we're pretty much snowed in, y'all. All y'all people from California, Texas, Nevada, Las Vegas, whatever, you know. Y'all loving life right now. We snowed on there in some snow. So anyway, we still loving it. We still thankful, and we're going to have a wonderful show tonight. We would like to introduce you to our guest. LaShawn, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, so tonight's topic that we're going to discuss, writers, is going to be mistresses, the history of mistresses, the entire mystique of mistresses, and also we're going to discuss some famous mistresses and Tiger Woods, and how also mistresses can contribute to the downfall of a man's household. All right, now, Jones, did you know about Tiger Woods, right?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about him this week, man.
Oh, my God. What'd you think about that, man? Tiger Woods, we up to, what, 16 with him?
Oh, yeah, 16, I don't think it's a pretty picture, man. I think he did a lot of, if he was going to do this, he did it wrong. Okay. He should have been schooled on this.
Oh, man, when you say school, what do you mean, Josie, don't?
Huh?
When you say school, you say, what do you mean he should have been schooled on this?
Well, I think that, you know, if he was going to do it, I think that for one thing about his cell phone, for one thing, he should have had,
man.
He should have had a throwaway phone. You know, a phone, that information, that's his own personal little thing.
Right.
Wife wouldn't been able to get to it.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, he gonna put all this personal information on the phone that she answers also. So, you know, and then 16. Why would you need 16 of them? That's what I don't understand.
Hey, you know? Maybe the brother said the more the merrier, Jonesy. I don't know, you know, but that was stupid, man. That was, hey, Tiger. I mean, I'm not a golf fan. I love football, basketball, boxing. Those are my three favorite sports. Other sports like tennis, and I might follow because of Venus and Serena. Actually, Tiger Woods got me to watch golf. I mean, I really don't play it. A lot of people tell me it's addictive. I don't have an interest in it, but Tiger Woods actually made me want to watch golf. So I give the brother all props for his skills on the course, but come on, Tiger. Come on, baby. You got to think. You got to be more careful. LaShawn.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you hear us talking about Tiger Woods and everything. Now, before we get into mistresses, you as a female, where do you think Tiger fucked up? Excuse my language, but where did he fuck up? Go ahead.
Well, first of all, you gotta know who you're dealing with in that type of situation. Can they be discreet? If they can't be discreet, then you know that's gonna blow everything out the water.
When do you say discreet?
Look at the fact that he has money. You know what I'm saying? He has money. So whenever it's money involved, you gotta really question the character of the individual that you're involving yourself with.
And that's true. That's
definitely
true. Whenever you have money. So basically, you think if he was pretty much Joe Ordinary, he would have done things a little differently?
He wouldn't have had 16 mistresses if he was broke.
And then on top of that, he wouldn't have been watched as close as he was watched also if he didn't have no money.
This is true.
Yeah,
no doubt. No reason for him to be in the spotlight at all. So, you know, right now, you know, because he's Tiger Woods, because, you know, he is who he is, he's always going to be scrutinized for anything that he does.
Okay, that's true. Now, let me say this. Now, 16 women. Now, you know, when we think of mistresses or we think of men, let's do this. Now, did Tiger make a mistake? Yes, he did. Was it a huge mistake? Absolutely. But Tiger is not alone. We can go down the list of powerful men that have had numerous mistresses. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the 35th president of the United States, a well-known womanizer, loved by many, but he loved many, including Marilyn Monroe, one of his most favorite and famous mistresses. Of course, you know, there was, I think it was Mark Antony, correct me y'all if I'm wrong, who had Cleopatra. That's way, way back in the day. She was a mistress of him, of his. And you can go on down, you know, several U.S. presidents. You had, numerous, celebrities. Elvis, Red Fox were very, very hot-blooded men with many women. Am I right, Jones?
O.J.
Okay, OJ, different situation, but still, he was an athlete, we know that. Kobe Bryant just got caught up a little while ago in Colorado with off the mistress tip. I mean, and so, LaShawn, what is the fascination, we asking you the woman, about a man having a mistress? Man, come on, man, talk to us. Tell us what is going on with that.
What is the fascination about a man having a mistress or being a mistress?
A man having a mistress and then... Yes, we want to hear being a mistress. Talk to us.
Well, I haven't been a mistress, but I would assume that because he's married, you're still able to do what you want to do. You know, you don't have anybody to answer to. You don't have anybody asking you or, you know, worried about your comings and your goings. You're free to live your life, except for when he needs you. You know, and you know, I guess they make an arrangement to be compensated for their service.
Jones, what you want to ask on that?
What's your question again, Daryl?
I was just asking LaShawn. I said, what was the fascination that we as men have for women who are mistresses? And she, you know, she quickly clarified she wasn't one, but she said she would assume it would be, you know, that. And then she gave her answer. So my thing now is, you know, what do you think would be some of the most famous mistresses in your studies, LaShawn, of history? Some of history's most famous mistresses.
History's most famous mistresses?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Well, we already said Marilyn Monroe, because we know she was the famous one.
Yes, she was. Yes, but.
Let's see. I have to think about that one. I have to really think about some names. I think Blade Starr, was that one of John Kennedy's mistresses?
Yes, absolutely.
Wasn't she also a mistress of Earl Long as well?
Yes, that is true. That's true. I would have to say Monica Lewinsky.
President
Bill Clinton. I did not have sexual intercourse with that woman, President Clinton. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. you know, who else come to mind? You know, I would probably say as a mistress that comes to mind.
Can't think of any.
You can't think of any?
No. Yeah, you mentioned all the ones that I'm knowledgeable of.
Well, I got to say Rashida Moore. We live in Washington, D.C. We know the tape, the crack tape with Marion Barry standing in the hotel. Was that the Vista? Was that the Vista, y'all? The hotel that Marion Barry was smoking a crack in? Huh?
It was the Vista.
Yeah.
Rashida Moore. That bitch set me up. That's one of the most famous mistresses, or rather infamous mistresses also. Correct me if I'm wrong, y'all.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's most definitely true.
All right.
She brought him down
to the ground. Sally Hemings, if you know any history about Thomas Jefferson. Who was Sally Hemings, y'all? Was she not Thomas Jefferson's chocolate bunny?
All right.
Even now today, the black ancestors of Thomas Jefferson battled his white ancestors for action. To be acknowledged when they go to Monticello every year, you know, from what I used to read about. Y'all ever heard about that?
No, I don't think I have.
I can't say that I have either.
Yeah, but that does happen. That goes all the way back to slavery time. You know, many of the prominent men of the powdered wig era have mistresses. Most men.
You know, Tiger Woods appeared to me to be what you call amateur. You know, like he was like, I can't imagine what he could be thinking. You know, like, you know, to be in the line like he is, the kind of money he got, and you have to be very careful. Plus, when you hear about so many others being brought down by the same thing, so that should make you think, hey, yeah, if I'm gonna do this thing, I got to do it right.
You're right, man. He didn't think. And then,
you know, what you need with 16, you know, good God Almighty.
Tiger thought that he wasn't black, so he didn't figure he was going to get caught.
I can't. I don't know why I would think that way and think he's going to get caught. You got that kind of money and that kind of power, all eyes are on you.
All eyes on you like Tupac, huh? Yeah. I know that's right.
Hey, you know, I don't know what he could be thinking that way. He just seemed like, I think he got a problem. As far as like having 16 of them, I think that maybe he needs some rehab.
Sex addiction?
Yeah, or something.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead.
I'm trying to think, who was that who was married to Halle Berry and they got a divorce because he was a sex addict? Wasn't that?
That was the singer, R&B singer. I'm trying to think of his name. It'll come to me. It will definitely come to me. But yeah, that's another case of that. Eric Benet. Very good. Yeah.
So,
well, y'all, what we got to do when we return to KJ Talk Radio, the discussion right now today is mistresses. All right. And we will discuss the various techniques that men use in order to hide their mistresses. We're going to do that, the very techniques. Now, a lot of brothers are going to say, come on, man, why are you putting us out there? No, I'm not putting you out there. We're going to just talk in general. Over general, we're not distilling any secrets of the trade, okay? So, brothers, don't get worried if you're doing it. And women and ladies, if you're trying to catch them, this is just the basic techniques that you have to use your common sense to look for. KJ Talk Radio, we got to pay some bills at this time. Holla at your boy!
Pump Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Mo Diddy. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the militant police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Diddy is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
All right, once again, we are here, KJ Talk Radio. We are discussing mistresses today. Before we went on the commercial break, I said that we would discuss the techniques that men use in order to hide, in order to basically consort with their mistresses. So, LaShawn, what would you think, and if you had a girlfriend or anyone that may have been a mistress or a casual associate, what types of methods do you feel that men use to consort, to hang around, to hang out, to hook up with their mistresses?
Well, first, I would say that they find a woman to put in a position where as though she is needy of him. Because
okay.
If she needs him, she's going to keep him there.
Okay.
Becomes dependent on him, she's going to keep him there. He wants her to be dependent upon him so that he can have control over her so that the mistress thing can continue.
Ah, okay, okay. Got you. That's right. You know what, Jonesy, why do you think it is, man, that you even need a mistress? Why do you think it is? I mean, don't, you know, step outside the box, out of your, not you, but why do you think those of us that actually attract, seek, and keep mistresses, what's the need?
Well, the point is that the reason for mistress is that it's supposed to be a secret. And it's supposed to be in the guess of people, but I guess because of, like, thinking that no one will find out. And that's the purpose of the whole thing. But if you're not cool with it and don't know how to handle the situation, it can come to light just like Tiger Woods.
Mm.
You know, but I think the main thing behind being, you know, having a mistress is the secret of it.
Okay.
And hoping that, I think if you got the right person and you deal with the situation right, I don't think you had that problem. You got to know what you're doing, for one thing. And that's what my boy Tiger didn't know.
Okay, when you said you have to know what you're doing.
I think you got to know, number one, you got the lady that you're dealing with. Two, you got to be on, you know, especially when you got that kind of money, they can be in the game for money, man. They figured that, well, hey, I'll deal with you for a while, and then I can always leak some stuff out to get money. And so when you got that kind of money, you just got to be careful.
Got to be careful. You agree with that, LaShawn?
Right, because you already know that man is married, so the chances of you and him getting together is slim to none. Why would he need to have to break bread with her to be with you? It's still the potential to do the same thing to you as well.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. The very.
I think you really would come out better just getting you old call girl, you know, and then, you know, do what you got to do and get the hell out of home. Still, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. That's why I'm laughing. I feel you. LaShawn, how do you respond on that one?
I would agree. She can't tell nothing, you know. She really don't know what to tell.
Right.
Okay. So what's the difference between, what's the more safer bet with the call girl as opposed to just the basic mistress?
Well, the call girl has to be discreet. She has to be. That's a part of her profession. That's her job.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
She don't have no job. Her objective is to try to truthfully get you to leave your wife and be with her.
Okay.
That's really her objective. Even though you might not see it that way, but that's her objective because she wants to be where your wife is or with the wife is.
And then the call girl is there. You know, she just for the money. She just for the payday and get on out of there.
Yeah, right.
She ain't trying to check on what you got, what you're doing, and all that kind of thing. She there for one thing, to do her job, and she gone.
Gotcha. I feel you on that. Gotcha, big baby. All right. So, you know, mistresses, per se, and you mentioned, like, the Tiger Woods situation. Now the situation comes on the fact of the dangers that is posed when you actually, get yourself a mistress, the dangers and how it's that a lot of us slip up, even the best players, with nice looking sides. How do you slip up in the game, Jonesy?
Well, the danger is one thing is putting, especially if you're in the limelight, you got plenty of money, you putting everything on the line of losing everything. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that that's one of the dangers there. The other danger is just losing your family.
Okay.
And so you got that's something that you got to think about. You got to think okay. about the position you're in, what you can lose, losing your family, and all of that.
All
so
of that.
You got to think this thing through before you get out there and start playing.
Exactly.
You just don't get out there and don't know what you're doing
uh-huh.
and get wrapped up like Tiger did.
Okay, okay.
And then everybody coming out the woodwork now.
Okay, now, well, we mentioned Tiger and how he
that,
messed up.
That's also going to show you that they really didn't mean him no good.
Yeah.
Because why would everybody come out on him?
Okay.
You know, if they yeah. really been him any good, they would have kept right. the mouth shut.
So that was the danger. Tiger lost everything, right, in one way. But
right.
what about, may God rest his soul, Steve McNair, former NFL quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, LeSean? How did he lose everything in another way by dealing with a mistress?
Truthfully, I'm not familiar with. Oh yeah, he lost his life because she killed him. That's my whole point about the mistress. The mistress, even though they get comfortable with you taking care of them or whatever arrangement that you have, but in their mind, their ultimate goal is to be where the wife is. So once they get used to living that lifestyle, they're going to want more.
So where did Steve McNair make his mistake?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Where did Steve make his mistake?
Truthfully, I haven't been following that story. I do know that I think he was trying to break up with her.
Right. Right.
She didn't.
Yes.
She didn't want to let go of her comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
So, to her mind, she was thinking, "Well, if I can't have you, you know, I already know you're gonna cheat on your wife, so you can't have nobody can have you. So I'm gonna make sure nobody can have you."
Mm.
That's where it gets dangerous because it turns into stalkers.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Tiger will want to make history,
right?
Because I don't know nobody else ever had that many mysteries in the woodwork like that.
Right.
I think this. I guess he said, "I'm gonna do something that nobody ever did."
Exactly. Okay. So it was a pretty. He lost a lot of endorsements. I believe his wife, if I'm not incorrect, is on her way to divorce court. And a lot of people say, well, you know, he's a billionaire. He's not going to lose a lot. She the one losing. No, he still have to deal with the repairing of his good name, his squeaky clean image, and all of these things.
He losing his wife, I'm sure they don't want to lose her, you know.
Right, exactly.
So that's a big price to pay, man.
Wow.
I'm sure the money thing, he ain't going to lose all his money. And then plus, I'm sure that he's going to keep some endorsement or he could come build back up to the position he was in. But he might never get his wife back. That's the thing, you know.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely agree. LeSean.
See, it's one mainly that they don't think about the damage that their children have to go through. You know, initially the children were under the impression that they want to grow up with both parents. Now they're going to grow up in a separated household. And if you never came from a separated household, you don't know what it is to experience that as a child.
Right, exactly, right. Exactly. True that. The only thing that's, that softens the blow in that situation, Tiger's situation I'm talking about, is his children is very, very young. So their memory of their mother and father separating might be kind of dim in their mind. It won't be fresh, you know, like
right.
if they were a little older. That's the only thing that I think that spares those children somewhat. It is a serious thing. I'm sorry?
I said they're still going to be in a separate household, though.
Yeah,
they're
still going to grow up there until someone and their mother or, you know, gets married again and may have a husband that lives with them, but it's not the same. And I do understand what you're saying on that level.
Right.
You know, infidelity, mistresses. When we return, you know, we're going to go one more game to a commercial break. When we return, we're going to talk about AshleyMadison.com. Life is short. Have an affair. That is the name of the website. KJ Talk Radio. Alex Boy.
Hey, everybody. This is your new friend, Julio. And I'm talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day. And I go see my girlfriend. She got a computer. Come on now. Sing it, girls.
Pop-Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Mo Duty. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier, one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the militant police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Duty is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
KJ Talk Radio, you guys, we're having a wonderful show tonight. It's about infidelity and mistresses. I know it's hot, it's juicy. You know, if you guys want to call in and you want to discuss, if you want to be able to get into this conversation, it's 1-888-815-9756. Once again, 1-888-815-9756. And if you're the only caller, then go get a call in. We want to hear from you. And if there's like thousands of you, prove it to the bank. I got to know that you're out. Unless you're scared. If you're scared, say you're scared. But I know you're scared. But you try. Call in and talk with you. And if you want to leave a comment, what's that address?
Oh, if you want to leave a comment, they could reach you at kjtalkradio@yahoo.com.
All right, that's what's good. And also, y'all, we want to tell you, it's the holiday season. We want to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everybody out there. And what we want to do is we're going to start giving out prizes. That's right, prizes for the first 10 callers at KJ Talk Radio. You're going to get a wonderful first, second, and third round prize or, you know, level prizes. They're good ones. They go everywhere from keychains to T-shirts, to actually cash prize, to call it, to KJ Talk Radio. Ain't that right, Jonesy?
That's right. Right on.
All
right.
Well, no further ado, we're going to keep it going with LaShawn. We're going to talk about AshleyMadison.com. For those of you all that don't know, AshleyMadison.com is a website that is totally devoted to infidelity and cheating. That's right, y'all. It is a website that is totally devoted to infidelity and cheating. If you think I'm flying, I'm flying. Go on Google, Google it, or you can go to Wikipedia and type in Ashley Madison, and you will see what I'm talking about. Now, AshleyMadison.com, the owner has been on several talk shows, early morning talk shows, late night talk shows. He's been attacked by many people. Some people praise him. But he said, basically, I'm trying to make a dollar, turn a buck from something that's going to go on anyway, that's been going on ever since time immemorial, and will go on continually far in dim future. Okay, what do you guys think about a website like AshleyMadison.com, LaShawn Jonesy? Do you think it, what is your thoughts on it?
Well, I mean, pretty much, if you want to do it, you're going to do it anyway, right? Nobody's going to stop you from doing it if that's what you want to do. I just think that the website actually makes things a lot easier. I remember when she was on Tyra.
Okay.
And they were talking about that and another website called SugarDaddy.com. So it's like quite a few websites out there to cater to people who want to have an affair, which is crazy. Why get married in the first place?
Okay, true that. Jonesy, what is your thoughts on AshleyMadison.com, SugarDaddy.com, or any other website on the internet, worldwide web, that provide you or the person an opportunity to cheat? To be unfaithful to their spouse.
Well, I think if either the website, if they have the website, if the website is there or not, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. You don't need a website. But I'm saying I think that would probably increase the, might increase it, I would think so.
Okay.
But, without the website, people still going to cheat. That just encourages it more. And, and even if they, with the website or without, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. If you ain't, you ain't going to do it.
Okay. Right. Okay. So you agree pretty much with LaShawn. Now, the owner, the young man that actually founded AshleyMadison.com is probably a multimillionaire at this point. He makes a hell of a lot of money from this website. A lot of people think it's disgusting. Some people say, hey, great businessman, great entrepreneur. Other people could care less either one way or the other. LaShawn and Jonesy, I want to get both of you all's opinions on what do you think about the exorbitant amount of funds that the founder of AshleyMadison.com has accrued because of his website. LaShawn.
I mean, because if you think about it, they're paying him for, well, the membership is free. So you go on the website for free. Already when you go on the website, because it says it isn't, it says have an affair today. That's what it says.
So
you already know going into it that this person is married, so you know what to expect and what not to expect. So I think it just makes it easier for the spouse that wants to cheat. Because that person who beats you on that site, they already have the what to expect because they already know. When you meet someone out on the street and they tell you, well, I'm not married or I'm single or, you know, you pretty much find out based on interacting with that person if something ain't right because they're not able to spend their time with you as if they weren't. If they were single, you know, you could pretty much get a feel from interacting with them, how they distribute their time if there's somebody else in their life. With this, it's already, you know, the plan is already mapped out. All you have to do is figure out when you can hook up.
Okay, now that's cool, but what do you feel about the CEO of the website making so much money? Do you feel it's wrong? Do you feel, you know, it's, hey, great business move? Or do you have basically no thought whatsoever?
I really don't have any thought on it because there are numerous of websites that are about meeting people. So he just helped people, you know, get to where they're trying to get to without the charades or the smoke screens or the lies. Just up front, this is what it's about. This is what you're going on there for. So you already know. So
do you?
Just made money out of other people's misfortune, basically.
So, okay, got you. Jonesy, what is your take on AshleyMadison.com? You think it's disgusting? You think it's a great business move?
I don't think it's disgusting because people are doing it anyway, and they've been doing it forever. And the thing about it, as far as him making money on it, I probably do the same thing. I'm an entrepreneur. If I see where I can make a dollar, I'm going to make it. And I feel that ain't nobody holding nobody hostage and say, to call that, to go on the internet to try to hook up.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's something that they want to do. It's something that they want to do anyway.
Right.
So,
okay.
No, I don't see nothing wrong with it because you got a mind. Either you want to do it or you don't.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with it. I would be out there if I could make millions doing it, I'd do the same thing.
Got you. Now, I'll say this. Now, we on to the discussion of mistresses and infidelity, but we're going to go even to a little darker level. There's a lot of women out here who get cheated on. We all agree to that, right, all day long. A lot of men that get cheated on, right or wrong?
Right.
Okay, right. But what happens is particularly in our African-American community, LaShawn, you're an avid reader. By the way, y'all, LaShawn is one of my biggest fans, so I appreciate her being on the show today. Thank you so much, sweetheart. You know, you've read the book by, I'm sure you've read the book by, it's another King, not Daryl King. I think his name is David King, I believe. But it's called On the Down Low. You read that book before?
I think that I have.
Okay. Now, cheating is painful. Cheating is creates all types of issues and problems in a relationship. But what about when the spouse, particularly the man in this particular conversation, cheats with a man? I think Jonesy said he saw a movie of a film. On BET a little while ago, huh? What's that?
Was it called Cover?
Was it called Cover, Jonesy? Cover?
I think this was it.
What was the plot of that movie?
Huh? Well, this guy was a doctor. Is that so? The guy that was doing the cheating, he was a doctor.
Right. He was a doctor.
Yeah, that's the same movie. They ran it again this week.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Okay. Now, as a woman, LaShawn, now, what is the difference between a woman actually having to deal with that type of infidelity as opposed to the regular male-female interaction outside of the marriage bed?
Okay, well, first of all, that's a man, so how can you compete with another man? If it's a woman, you know what I'm saying, you can at least talk to your significant other and be like, okay, look, you know, well, maybe we're having some problems. You didn't need to bring her into it. But, you know, if it's something that I'm not doing, I need to know so we can try to work on it. Why? You can't compete with no man. And that's just nasty. You can't compete with no man.
That's just ridiculous.
I'm not fighting for what that is. What you do is what you do. Just don't implement me in it.
Right. Okay. When you say don't implement me in it, could you elaborate a little bit?
Don't go to him and then think you're going to come to me. It doesn't work like that.
Okay. Jonesy, you agree with Ms. LaShawn on that?
Well, I agree 100% also that it's just something that you don't even think about. You know, I think when a situation like that put both of them to death. Because I don't know, God created man, he created woman. So, you know, that's just a ridiculous shit, you know. I you can't see sense in it, period.
Okay. So
you know how I feel about it.
What would you say to someone who might be listening, who might be gay or whatever, and might be involved in that kind of relationship?
Sorry for you. Tell them the same thing.
You're telling the same thing. Sorry for you. LaShawn, you agree with Mr. Jones on that?
It is The understood reason as to why these people supposedly do this is because they feel as though society would not accept their sexuality. However, if that's what you choose, why be ashamed of it?
Okay.
If that's what you choose for you, why be ashamed of it? Is that something you really want to do if you're ashamed to do it?
Okay.
Or if you're ashamed for anybody to find out? Why do it?
Okay, you're right, right, exactly. Jonesy, you think that that's why, you know, I think I can agree with LaShawn when she said, okay, if you're ashamed of it, why do it? That's, you know, to be on the down low, you should just be wide open.
Right, right. And then one of the things I was talking about on that show was like these guys that's on the down low. I don't know why they think that they're not a faggot. You know, you understand what I'm saying? They're on the down low, and they think that they are all right. But ain't no way that you're going to be all right. And I tell them all out there, you're on the down low, but you're a faggot.
Exactly.
Straight up.
They think it's experimental or something. It's not experimental. If you've done it more than one time, if you're receiving or you're giving, you're
experiencing it at all, you know. I just don't get it, you know.
Okay.
You know, and I'll tell any of them, if you're on the down low out there, Joe, you a faggot, buddy. You walk around and think you're fag, but you ain't.
Oh, LaShawn, you got to ride on Jonesy's coattail on that.
Yeah, I would agree because I don't understand. If you're intimate with a man and you're a man, you're gay.
Right.
I don't care how you try to sugarcoat it, but that's
right.
What you are.
Absolutely.
Right.
Supposed to be with a woman. So if you decide that you want to interact with a man in a sexual situation, then that's just gay. That's gay.
Yeah, that's
gay. If you do it, don't be ashamed of it. Be proud of who you chose to be.
Okay, gotcha. That's fair enough. So we pretty much have attacked that. We've looked at that issue. Go ahead, Jonesy.
How you feel about it, Mr. King? Do you see it?
Well, I see it as though, first of all, I think that I agree with both of you all. If you're going to choose, if you're male and you're going to choose the homosexual lifestyle, I think you need to go be 100%. I don't think you need to, or if you're going to be bisexual on the down low lifestyle, I think that you pretty much need to, you know, bisexual to me is how I look at it. That is a deadly lifestyle because you put the heterosexual community at risk for STDs. I think a gay man needs to just be with gay men. I don't think you need to bounce back and forth from
a man. That's what's happening. They bouncing back and forth, and that's like causing a lot of the HIV virus.
Yes, exactly.
Because this dude over here going over here, he might even be married.
Yeah,
and
right.
He's going out there on the down low, then he's coming back to his wife.
I can't agree with it. I think it's one of the reasons why us as African Americans have such a high HIV rate, particularly here in the District of Columbia, because of that activity. So when you ask me that, I definitely don't agree with it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, LaShawn.
I was going to say, this is true. My thing is, if you're going to be bisexual, tell the person that you're going to be with so they have a choice. As a woman, what pisses me off is I don't get a choice in that. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, okay, this is the life we live together, and this is the life I live separate, and you have to accept it. I don't have to accept anything. They're not giving their significant other a choice as to whether they want to deal with that. Some women don't mind, but some women do. Give us a choice.
Exactly.
That's all we ask for is a choice.
Exactly. okay, now, you know, I guess when you kind of look at the whole back to the original thought of you know, the mistress and everything, who really comes out on the short end of the stick after after an adulterous union is found out, or even while it's ongoing and it's not found out, the wife or the mistress, who benefits from this type of love triangle, and who pretty much ends up the loser?
I think everybody loses.
Okay. You think everybody, it implodes on everyone. Why?
All parties involved. The wife loses out on her marriage because her husband isn't being faithful to her. Mm. The mistress, she's losing out because really all she's getting is half a man.
Okay.
See, he's out because he has the best of both worlds, but once one finds about the other, both worlds are gone.
Mm.
You're not going to really want that mistress after she busts you out, and then who you left with? Nobody, because the wife ain't going to want you.
So a bird in the hand beat two in the bush.
That's right.
Jonesy, your thoughts on that?
Who
wins, who loses in the love triangle?
Just like you said, both parties lose.
Why?
They lose. He going to lose his family behind it and some other things, too. And also, she losing basically the same. She losing the old man. And then the kids is all one, is in different places. So both parties lose in a situation like that.
Okay, so there's no winners pretty much in an adulterous union.
Unless you're able to get away with it. And you understand what I'm saying? Until you end it.
Okay.
You know, a situation where you can keep it clean like that until it's over. But that don't happen too often.
Okay.
You know, somebody get caught.
Okay. All right. Well, if you look at, I'm not a Mormon, but you all have heard, and even some Muslim groups. Matter of fact, Akon, a singer, very popular singer right now, R&B/hip hop, is I think he hails from some part of Africa. He is said to have several wives. There's a HBO sitcom called Big Love. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It talks about a man that's married to three women. Okay, what about polygamy? Do you think that is that particular lifestyle? Not is it appropriate? How can I say it? Is that particular lifestyle is that a could that prevent infidelity?
I say this: you have some people who are comfortable with the idea of having an open marriage. Me, myself, and I, once I get married, my husband is mine. He shouldn't share himself with anybody, and I don't plan to share myself with anybody. It's about us, not us and everybody else.
Right.
So I can't understand why you would want to involve other people in your relationship.
Okay.
Because you
all
know
right.
who else that other person is sleeping with, so you're sleeping with everybody they're sleeping with, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in this case, the actual marriage of, like, say, if you were a Muslim wife, you born in America in a different culture, but how do you think you could, and even in their culture, how do you feel, who do you think benefits from a polygamous marriage that is legal in certain countries where you are a part of two or more women as a wife?
I would say the husband benefits because he gets to have his cake and eat it too.
Okay, the husband benefits.
It's okay with everybody else. It's not like the wife can have multiple husbands. Only the husband can have multiple wives.
Okay. Okay, I got you. Okay, I don't know if we... Are you still there with us, LaShawn?
I'm still here.
Okay, still there. Okay, Jonesy. And your take on the polygamous marriage, the marriage like the Muslims or the Mormon church, promotes and accepts. What do you think?
Having more than one wife.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think benefits? The wife, the children?
The court of men.
Definitely. Definitely. I see it. I definitely see that. Well, definitely, man, I appreciate both of you guys again, just being on the air. Jonesy, man, love it when you're here with me every time. This is my partner. He makes KJ Talk Radio run right. And LaShawn, thank you, sweetheart, for taking the time to spend with us this evening and the writers and talking about, mistresses and infidelity. We look to see you again on future shows.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Now, Riders, we want to say, again, happy holidays. We want to say happy new year to all of you all. Happy holidays, LaShawn. Happy holidays, Jonesy. May you all have a blessed and wonderful and pleasant new year. You know?
I would
and,
same.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right, LaShawn. And you all, yeah, Joe, you got
to I was just like to thank LaShawn. You know, I never met you in person, but you're very welcome back to the show anytime. And
well,
I would like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody in the radio land.
All right. That's what's good. All right. Well, we got a lot of good things coming down the pipe for our 2010s. Riders, you got to tune in 6 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday, BBSRadio.com. That's still Station 1, and that's KJ Talk Radio. All right. So we're getting ready to get over and out and listening to you all next week. We will have a wonderful show then, and we will discuss street literature. All right, KJ Talk Radio, y'all. Merry Christmas and Happy Year.
Out of here. Peace.